one boy, I was poking around the Christian section. didn't take your advice, didn't follow, but I was... there was an interesting... one of the writers made a very interesting distinction between celibacy and chastity, saying that chastity was sort of the culmination of celibacy, sort of the bringing it to completion. Uh-huh. And I mean, obviously we don't use exactly that language, but I thought there was an interesting, maybe something worth saying around, you know, sort of two levels of the Brahmacharya taken to two levels of sort of withdrawal from those things, and if there's any...
Not even sure what you say, because there's a, especially in terms of Christian theology, there's probably a very refined articulation of what it means to, what chastity means, or what chaste means, and I don't have the background for that. But I think it's probably a good distinction to make or to reflect on in terms of celibacy being the renunciation of the sexual pursuit and sexual gratification, and then chastity being more of a state of mind that is results from that. And there's a sutta, it's in the Anguttara Nikaya of the Buddha, talking about the different levels of brahmacharya. I can't remember where it is, if there's five of them, it's in the Anguttara Fives. But where one is withdrawing from the, keeping the precepts around relinquishment of the sexual impulse. But then it's also not delighting in conversations and contact and seeking that out, and then not delighting in just sort of the observing and getting fascinated in what others are doing. So there's different levels of that, pulling back from the whole entanglement of sexual and sensual pursuits and the stimulation from that. So then that's maybe more of akin to the quality, a mind state of a chaste mind state. So that's a good, because it's one aspect is a pretty crude aspect is just trying to keep the precepts but then the ability of the mind to not get fascinated with memory and proliferation and seeking out stimulation in different ways, and then a cultivation of an inner peace and wholeness within oneself, where one is not being pulled into that becoming mode. Because it comes back to those roots of the bhavasava. It's sort of ghamasava is one aspect, but then that bhavasava, that underlying root of becoming a being, defining oneself, being a somebody who has to be have somebody else to have to connect with in some way. And so that shift from so that one's using the celibacy as a foundation, but it has a purpose, and it has it's a helpful tool for one is sort of seeing more clearly that underlying the asava, that deeply rooted tendency to sensuality, but then the deeply rooted tendency to becoming, to being, having to be somebody, something.